The Senate Judiciary Committee this week gave its unanimous support to this legislation. Under the bill, all food products that contain GMOs would have to be labeled beginning in July of 2016. When the House gave its approval to this legislation last session, it specified that the bill would not become law unless a number of other states passed similar proposals. There was concern that some of the large food conglomerates would file a lawsuit over the bill, and having a group of states involved in the legal defense would help lower expenses. But the Senate bill doesn't contain this trigger mechanism. Senate President John Campbell strongly supports the bill, and Campbell views the legislation as a consumer right-to-know issue.
In today's society, especially with the emergence of all different maladies that are kind of identified, that we should know what are the things that we're eating.
Campbell says the Senate bill doesn't include the multi-state trigger because he's confident that Vermont will win the lawsuit if the food producers sue the state.
I think that the standard that would be used by the court would be, does the state have a legitimate interest in creating this law? And I'll tell you, I feel extremely comfortable with defending this case.
And to protect taxpayers from a multi-million dollar defense fund, Campbell says an arrangement has been worked out with Attorney General Bill Sorrell.
Just to make sure that the taxpayers are not, looking at the, taking a hit if this does, what we've done, instead of putting triggers in there, we've said that we are taking any of the suits that the Attorney General's office or any enforcement actions that the state Attorney General's office has for the next 2 years will be going into a special fund.
Critics of the legislation argue that the bill is unconstitutional and unnecessary because they say there's no definite proof that GMOs are harmful to human health. And they point to a statement by the Federal Food and Drug Administration that concludes that there's essentially no difference between products that contain GMOs and those that don't. The bill should be on the Senate floor for debate in the next week or two. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.